Hi, this is Adrian from Wavelength. I'm back with Lisbeth Pine-Franson, Senior Vice President of People and Strategy at Grundfos. We just recorded a five-minute interview with Lisbeth about the process that they've gone through to revitalise their values. And we just got to the stage where she was talking a little bit more about the rollout that is going beyond now just the uploading of videos to the website. So Lisbeth, can you talk a little bit about what's the next stages?
Well, yeah, the next step is to involve all our 17,000 people in a discussion of what does the values mean for us in our daily life. And to do that, we made a strategy that we wanted our leaders to take the responsibility down in a cascade throughout the organization to have this dialogue with their people and to cascade the whole thing out to everybody. So we started 2 months ago with our general managers from all over the world, and we had a big...
How many were those?
80 people, yeah. And they discussed dilemmas in their own organization and related to the values and have a very good aligning discussion about what does the values mean in our daily work. How do we relate it to what we are doing in our daily life? And the second thing that they did was to tell their own personal stories of how do they experience the values in their practice in their everyday life, and to record the stories and to upload it on a value website. Next step was to gather 600 leaders from all over the world and do exactly the same thing. Except from here, it was the general managers that was the facilitators.
So it was the 80 people in the first workshops became the facilitators of the 600 people in the second workshops.
Exactly.
Okay, so the trainer almost.
Exactly. And also very important, they actually put together new dilemmas to the local discussions because they... It was very important for us that what they discussed was very relevant for each of them participating in the discussion.
So you've got a truck driver in Thailand, it's a values-based dilemma that would face him.
Exactly,
or her.
Exactly. Yeah. When we go along in the cascade. After this event with the 600 people, they are now having workshops with the next level leaders around the world.
Right.
Doing exactly the same two things, having discussions on local dilemmas and uploading their own personal stories on the website.
Okay.
And the 20th of June, we will have a global 24-hour event where everybody, all 17,000 people around the world in Grundfos, will participate in a workshop doing exactly the same, discussing their own local dilemmas, related to the values, come to conclusions, make a common understanding, and upload their own stories.
Fantastic. And beyond then the 20th of June, what's the next stage for you in the sort of, not say there'll ever be a conclusion, but what's the next phase of that?
The next phase is actually to integrate the new value statement in all our trainings and tools and methods and whatever we do regarding people development in Grundfos.
Okay.
And also to decide on how we take this value website to the next level, because now it's actually communicating our values in a new and very authentic way, because it's communicated by the employees of Grundfos, and we are not doing any sorts of filtration or whatever. It's the direct communication. So we want to utilise that in the future.
Fantastic. Well, Lisbeth, thank you very much indeed. I think what I'd love to do is post June 20th, perhaps a few months down the line, tune in with you again to get an update on how the work's progressing. But sounds fantastic. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Adrian.